in Perek Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Tes. Okay? So Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Tes, he goes on to another level. So every Perek here, he's going on to another level, right? He first started off saying someone that learns, you know, is uplifted from his Yetzer Hara. Then he says he's uplifted from the workings of Olam Hazeh. Then he says he's uplifted even from Olam Ha, from Gehenna, from everything. He's in a different realm. Someone that learns Torah. Now he says something, another pshat in that. And yesterday, we went into what's pshat. How does that work? What's the mechanics? Because you're connected to Hashem, etc. Now he wants to know, why is it that through Torah you're connected to Hashem? So he says something a little mekubolish, a little Kabbalistic here. And he says, "V'shem Hashem nikra alav." Someone that's connected to Torah is as if he's connected to the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Why? It says in Chazal that in the Ramban, this is a famous Ramban in the beginning of Chumash. Anyone that looks in the Ramban, in his introduction to the Chumash, the fascinating Ramban, and he writes there that really you have to be very careful when you're entering into the realm of learning Chumash. Because Chumash, the actual Chumash, every letter is part of Hashem's name. Every letter, if it's positioned in a certain way, is made up, makes up the name of Hashem. And the whole Torah is different, different combinations of letters, which when scrambled up, make Hashem's name. So every word and letter in Torah is really Shmoisav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that means exactly, but it's Shmoisav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he brings a great raya to this. I mean, a fantastic raya to this from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that Birkas HaTorah, making a bracha on Torah, learning, is a mitzvah min HaTorah, is deraisa. It's from the Torah. And what's the source for it? What's the source for the mitzvah of making a bracha before we learn? Because making us a bracha after we eat, we have a source. Ve'achalta ve'savata ve'achta. And that's why it's deraita. Right? Let me take back a step. We know that all brachos are derabbanan.
Except for Birkat HaMazon is the only one that I know.
And Birkat HaTorah.
That's a chidush.
That's a chidush?
At least for me. I don't know.
Because it could be a chidush for you, but it's
known.
What? It's known, right?
Right.
It's true. I didn't make it up. So the as a matter of fact, by the way, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot says, counts it as one of the 613 mitzvot. Interestingly enough. So there's two mitzvot which are from two brachot which are deoraita. So we got to add it to the list. Birkat HaMazon and Birkat HaTorah. So the question is, what's the source for that? The source for benching, we know. It says, Kishem Hashem, it says, Ve'achalta v'savata uverachta. Very good. But where is the source for Birkat HaMazon? So on that, for Birkat HaTorah. So on that, the Gemara in Brachot says, this is a pasuk. We all know the pasuk because we say it in the tefillah before Mincha. Kishem Hashem ekra, havu godel elokeinu. Right? So, what does that mean? Pasuk means when I say the name of God, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I will call out in the name of Hashem, Havu Godel, you should grant, make great, give greatness to the name of Hashem. Havu Godel Lelokeinu, right? Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out to Hashem, Havu Godel Lelokeinu, make Gdula to Hashem. So the Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you're about to learn Torah, Havu Godel Elokeinu, before you learn, Havu Godel, go give a gedula to Hashem by making a blessing. That's the Gemara in Brachot makes the drasha. Kishem Hashem Ekra, before you call out to Hashem in learning, Havu Godel Elokeinu. So he says, learning, why is learning called Kishem Hashem Ekra? So he says, because every time you learn, you're actually saying out the name of Hashem. So unbelievable. By the way, this is the same source, right? That it says in the Beit HaMikdash that when the Kohen Gadol said the name of Hashem, the 72-letter name of Hashem, when the Hashem HaMaforash, they would all bow, right? And that's what we say all the time in the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, right? Everyone would bow and they would say, Baruch Shem, Kivor Malchuto L'Olam V'Ed, and the Gemara and Brachot, the Gemara in Yuma says, what's the source for that? Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you hear the name of God, Havugod Elokin, you have to give it Gedula. So that's the source for saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo. That's the source for saying, you know, Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso La'olam Vayed in the Beit HaMikdash when they heard the name of Hashem. But all of a sudden, that's the source for making a bracha before you learn. What's the connection?
It sounds more like he's referring to tefillah.
Right.
To Hashem, you're
talking. I was going to ask the same question.
Which is actually why we say that pasuk before Shmona Esrei. Right? In Mincha. Sfaradim also?
We don't say that pasuk regularly before every tefillah.
No? In Ashkenazim Siddur, in Ashkenazi Siddurim, it's printed before Mincha. Not in Shacharit, because in Shacharit you can't add in Psukim between
Pasuk.
You don't say this one?
No.
No. Oh, interesting. Okay. I was wondering why I was getting these strange looks from everybody. But we in Ashkenazi it says Boruch, it says now you're right. So that makes a lot of sense. As an introduction to my tefillah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm about to say the name of God in tefillah, Havu Godel, so I'm going to give a greatness to Hashem. But what's the connection to it in, I wonder if I could pull up the Sefer. What's the connection to, I agree. You know, what's the connection to, what's it called? To learn
to Hashem and learning Torah.
Yeah. So says the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense now, according to me, right? Because the I want to just try to find something here if I can. Now he says it makes a lot of sense because I don't think I'm gonna be able to find it here. It's gonna be too complicated. Because the name of the whole Torah is made up of names of Hashem. That's the point. So when you are actually learning, you are saying the name of Hashem. That's what Chaim Volozhiner's pshat in the Gemara. Amazing pshat. Incredible pshat in the Gemara. So he says...
But that's learning Chumash, right? If I learn Halakha...
So it says on the bottom of my Nefesh HaChaim, exactly your point, on the footnote here, So from Rabbi Elia Weintraub. So he says... That actually, he says, according to this, it makes sense to Gemara. Because the Gemara actually has a whole question on what type of Torah do you make a bracha? And one of the opinions in the Gemara says, only Chumash. So he says, why would that make sense? Only Chumash, not Mishnayot, but Mishnayot, you also fulfill the mitzvah of learning. So why would you not make a bracha on that? So he says, according to Chaim Volozhiner, it makes a lot of sense why. Because now we don't paskin like that opinion. We paskin like the opinion on any learning you do it. But there is such an opinion in the Gemara. Because at the end of the day, the main place where the name of God is mentioned in learning is in the Chumash itself.
Does that explain why we say the
Baruch Hashem?
I asked Tim right last week what I was saying, why we say that in morning. That would explain that.
Exactly. Because right when you finish saying Birkat HaTorah, you say Psukim. Because you want to be referring to the name, to Biyotze, this Inyan.
That you the say Chumash.
And you say the Chumash right away. Because the Chumash is where every pasuk is considered, every word, another combination, which is leading up to the name of Hashem. V'chein lomdu. And that's why it says, she'ha'oisek b'Torah, someone that learns Torah, shechina shruya imo, the shechina is with him. Tichtiv b'chol ha'akom ha'shehazki et shemi, avoy lechum berachtich, wherever you mention my name, I'll come to you. So learning Torah is like mentioning the name of Hashem. That's his latest chiddush. So he keeps on going up with Madrega, you know, how much we go. We're up to chapter 19. So you got to buckle down because we have up to chapter 30 to find out even more stuff. But there's 34 chapters here. But this is where he's, this is the new level that he's mechadish, is that involvement in Torah is the direct involvement in the name of Hashem. It's fascinating.
So according to him, if you were learning halakha, you would not learn make a bracha.
According to that opinion in the Gemara, right? So you have to say is that since the halacha ultimately is there to analyze the psukim, everything boils down to the psukim. So therefore, it's also a conjugation in a way of the name of Hashem indirectly. All right. So the shir should be a zchut leilui nishmato bezat Hashem. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good, everybody. Shkoyach. Good night.